You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Thank you.
listening to Stags Radio. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Welcome back to the Snow Stadium for AFC Totten's league home encounter against the visiting Lymington Town. Your halftime score is AFC Totten 2, Lymington Town 1. All three goals in the last 10 minutes of the first half after Nathan Hurst was sent off for the visitors to give Totten an 11-10 man advantage. Welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Benjamin Rees alongside Harry Brookwell. And it brings me no pleasure to report that for the second half, it has A, got colder, and it has B, it has started raining. It is definitely raining out there. Thankfully, we are covered here at the top of the Wessex Heartbeat Stand. But this is going to make things a lot more difficult to play in, I think.
Yeah, it's not nice conditions. Like you said, that wind's kept up, and now with that little bit of rain falling, yeah, it's going to be some difficult conditions. But hey, we're 2-1 up. We've got a man advantage, and hopefully we can press on, get another couple of goals early and properly shut this game down, which, in all honesty, with 30 seconds to play in the second half, that's what we thought we were going to have. But we've nicked a goal back in the last couple of minutes of play. And
pretty much the last touch of the first half. And yeah, just that slight lack of focus, you know, just after goals and just after halves, they're always dangerous because sometimes you do lose that concentration, and they were punished for it as we begin the second half with the Stag shooting left to right, of course, in their luminous yellow away kit here as part of Shelter's No Home Kit campaign. Lymington Town wearing their red and white stripes, going from right to left. Here's N'Golo, and Bourne carries his run forward down towards flank, and Bourne wins a free kick for his trouble. So they're going to run you through the 11s on the field at the moment. No changes at the moment for Lymington Town. Coulter's in goal. James Gorman, Ryan Fuller, Samuel Shearer, Adam Biss, Harry McGrath, Freddie Bullard and Dominic Thelen, as Jack Masterton will look to swing in a delivery here with that left foot. Put it in that corridor of uncertainty. Leave Coulter in two minds. Right into the middle, and is headed out strongly by the Lymington defence. Bourne tries to stand on up back into the area, but it's going to go comfortably behind for a goal kick. So for AFC Totten, Lewis Noyce in goal. Lewis Waterfield at right back. Ben Jefford is off at left back after that heavy challenge from Hurst. And Jack Marston has replaced him. The captain, Medway and Bourne, as the centre-backs. Adam Tomasso, Freddie Reid, Jordan N'Golo, who scored the first goal in midfield. Hisham Kasimu leads the line with Sam Griffin on one wing. And Shaq Gwengui, who scored Totten's second, on the other wing. Harry McGrath was the goal scorer for the visitors. As there's a stoppage here while one of the Lymington players receives treatment. Just going to tell you about the other games going on in the division at the moment. Larkhall 2, Poulton 1 and Willen 3, Plymouth Parkway 4 are final scores. Goalless. Oh, it is not goalless between Barnstable and Biddeford. Not anymore, because Barnstable have taken a 1-0 lead at home there, looking for their first win of the season. A penalty from William Tucker has put them in front. 600 people, 618 at Barnstable. So a good Boxing Day turnout for them. Cirencester 2-0 up at home to Evesham. Bristol Manor Farm scored in stoppage time at the end of the first half to go 1-0 up, and they've scored early on in the second. So it's now Mangotsfield 0, Bristol Manor Farm 2. And the big one to look at for the title fixture is Frome Town 0, Melksham Town 1. And so if scores remain the same, that would put Totten 3 points behind with a game in hand, which is very interesting. Looks like that player's not going to be able to continue for Lymington Town, so they will be making their first change of the game. Oliver Dennett is going to be coming on for the goal scorer, Harry McGrath.
Yeah, I did see what happened. He just stood in the centre circle and then fell down, holding the outside of his left leg. So I'm not sure what the condition is or what the issue was, but obviously something serious enough that he's not going to be able to continue.
High ball downfield, a lot of grappling of shirts. Bourne wins the header. Gwengui keeps it in, spins the defender, tries to play it forward for Kasimu. But the stand-in captain now, Ryan Fuller wearing the armband, gets in the way. Masterton on the left-hand side plays it forward for Griffin. Griffin's got some space to work with here. Reed tries to provide him an option. Griffin still keeps the ball. Might play this back to Masterton. That is where he goes. Now Masterton shows Thelen a clean shed of heels. Drifts the ball in for the back post. Coulter punches. It's still alive for N'Golo in the centre. Didn't quite break for Kasimu. It is cleared eventually behind for a corner for the hosts. So dangerous signs here at the start of the second half for Tottenham.
Again, good interplay. We picked up where we left off from the first half, which is what I wanted to see. Good interplay, good dangerous ball into the box, and had a good opportunity to score there. Just a good bit of positive news. I've been to see Ben Jefford during the second half. He is okay. He's got quite a hefty injury on his ankle, but he's going to be okay. He may have to have a couple of games.
As that corner drifts in and drifts over the top and bounces on the top of the net, as we are getting news perhaps of another goal at Froome Town. I'm just going to see if we can get this confirmed on the Vidi printer. There's definitely been another goal at Cirencester to tell you about. Joshua Nelms has put the hosts three up there in their game against Evesham. And yes, indeed, another goal at Froome Town. Froome Town 0, Melksham Town 2. Sam Hendy grabbing the second for the visitors, as that is not going to get free. Oliver Dennett can't beat the offside trap there. So as it is, looking like a very fruitful day so far, but not the first time Froome have had to fight back from a couple of goals down this season. Did so in the past and have able to pinch a draw out of that, as brilliant footwork from Griffin. Shot from range is going to be deflected behind for a corner. Tottenham trying to apply the foot and the pressure here to their visitors to put this game out of sight here at the start of the second half.
Well, twinkle toes, Sam Griffin. Really, really good. He was only going to shoot after that good bit of work. He's there. He's taken three players out of play. Great cross. And he's had a shot on goal in his corner.
Drifting ball in from Reed. Griffin's header at the back post. He's put it over the bar. Quite how he contrived to do it, I'm not sure. All he needs to do was keep it down. And it would have been 3-0, but he just couldn't quite get the angle right. And that is a let-off for Lymington.
Yeah, the ball's come in. It's a big high looping one. And he's just managed to get to there in time. But he's had to stoop his head underneath the ball. Thus, the ball's hitting right on top of the head. And it's gone up and over the crossbar. Like you say, he was all of a yard or two from the back post, and he just needed to get it on target and it would have been a goal. It wasn't a goalkeeper in sight, but unfortunately it's gone over the bar and it's still 2-1 to Tottenham.
Yeah, it came from a crafty short corner routine, actually. Reed and Kasimu playing it between themselves, and it allowed Reed to play the cross from a little bit deeper, which changed the angle slightly. Oh, brilliant turn from Gwengui. Now Gwengui is off and running on the edge of the area. Gwengui now in the area, but masses of Lymington shirts. N'Golo picks out Griffin at the back post. He was offside as his shot was off target anyway. But again, it could easily be 3. If not now, then very, very quickly. Just going to say thanks to everyone listening on our Podbean. Reminder that you can sign up for a free Podbean account and you can comment in our little live room if you download the Podbean app. Harrison Reed, one of our regular listeners who does a lot of media work over at Showlink, so hopefully we'll see him on New Year's Day, was across the that Melksham goal before I was as well, and just keeping a good eye on proceedings here. Thanks to everyone listening on the Podbean, whether you've signed up for an account and whether you're commenting or whether you're just kind of lurking in the background, listening quietly. We do appreciate all of your support. So thank you very much for tuning in on what is now a cold December afternoon here at the Snow Stadium with the rain coming down. Here's Lewis Waterfield. Playing it around the defence at the moment, Tottenham. Not really flustered. In possession. Jack Masterton has it. Reed comes to collect the ball. Griffin tries to take it past the right back, Drake. But it goes out for a throw and he takes it quickly back to Masterton. You can see how the stand on the far side has filled up considerably as spectators have moved out of the rain undercover now, as that's going to be a covering challenge from Churchill again, out for a throw. This time on the right-hand side. Goes all the way back to Bourne. Bourne finds Tommaso. Tommaso goes central. Lays a ball off for for Masterton. Masterton coming inside, tries to find Kasima on the edge of the area. Fuller comes in and pinches the ball away, but they can't clear it. It just feels like they've got to batten down the hatches and hold on for dear life at the moment, the visitors.
Really was a must-win challenge there from Ryan Fuller. If he hasn't won that, the ball's gone into Kasima and he's through on goal.
N'Golo plays one to Gwengui. Gwengui keeps it alive. His crossing is charged down, deflects to Waterfield. N'Golo finds Tommaso in the centre, about 30 yards out. You can see picking up water as it skims across the surface with the rain coming down heavily. Towards the back post, looking for Gwengui, headed clear. Bullard will try and escape with it, but N'Golo wins the ball. You can tell that Tottenham have been told by Dan Sackman that they need to have that urgency that they finished the first half with at the start of the second. Get that early goal. Kill the game off. Here's Tommaso to Griffin on the left touchline. Driving forward, trying to take it past the defender. And actually, the defender's done very well to get his body in the way. And there's perhaps a little bit of afters there between Griffin and Drake, I think that is. Referee blows his whistle just to let the players know that he's looking at them and not to carry on there. And that's going to be come to be behind for a goal kick in the end. But again, pushing early in this second half, the hosts.
Yeah, Sam Griffin's just made him aware that he can have his shirt after the game, but he needs it for the next couple of minutes while they're still playing this second half.
Some more action across the division to tell you about. Aaron Taylor has been sent off for Biddeford, so Barnstable a goal up and now a man up as well. Froome have pinched a goal back through former Stag Jonathan Davis. So it's now Froome 1, Melksham 2. At Badgers Hill, the Froome Town Stadium, 1,100 through the gate there, which is great to see at this level. Lots of people coming out to enjoy some non-league football over the festive period. Going to be a throw to Tottenham down by their own corner flag.
And on the comment you just made about the attendance, I've just got word of the attendance here, 759.
I would fully believe it. And thank you to everyone who's come out to brave the elements today to enjoy some festive football. Support is greatly appreciated, what I think is our biggest crowd of the season so far.
Yeah, superb. As I say every week, I'm on the radio. I really appreciate everybody who makes time and comes on down to watch the Stags at the Snow Stadium. It's really appreciated and it really does help the players, drives them on to victory. And every time we've got good attendance, we're creating a bit of a fortress here at the Snow Stadium.
And of course, one of the benefits of having a derby for the festive fixtures, let me put my teeth back in, is that you do get a decent away support coming as well. So thank you to the Lymington Town fans who have come to support their team. Here's N'Golo with a couple of turns on the edge of the area and eventually he doesn't quite get the space for his shot and gets it all wrong and it goes behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, good. He's made space there. He's cut the ball inside a couple of times, got it out to his left foot, which isn't his favoured foot. And he's skewed it way wide. He'll want to forget about that one in a hurry.
So it's going to be a goal kick here for Callum Coulter. Ross Casey, the substitute keeper, is on the bench here for Lymington Town, played in the first game in the league between these two sides and is a former Stag himself as this goal kick goes comfortably high and out of play for a throw on the halfway line. Kasimu spins out of challenge from Fuller and now he's trying to get it into the area, trying to put a crossing with the back post for Griffin, cuts it back into the area. Drake is there and Drake does enough to stop the ball coming in at the second attempt as well. Now they're trying to get Dennett in behind. Dennett, he's won the ball here, being stood up by Medway. Tottenham players come back to cover, but there's an outlet. Churchill's strode forward, trying to pick a crossing for the back post. Medway wins a strong header, only as far as Biss. Now on the right flank, Thelen puts the ball in with the left foot all the way over the top, and there is no one there to collect that in, and it's comfortably going to roll out of play for a harmless throw in the end for the Stags. Waterfield takes it to his goalkeeper, Noyce. Plays one over the top to Masterton. Seeing Brett Williams just come out of the tunnel. Here's Griffin. He's got Freddie Reid inside. Reid wins the ball. He wants perhaps more impetus coming from the back as well to help provide those overloads. Masterton in left back position, come very far forward to play the ball to Griffin. Goes back to Masterton. I think Sackman just wants a little bit more precision with some of the passing, a little bit more pace about the attack as well. Here's Bourne to Tommaso. He's got Reed central, but instead rolls it across to N'Golo. N'Golo goes to Griffin. Kasimu plays the offside trap, wins the ball down by the corner flag, tries to come towards the byline and cut the ball back. Cleared by Fuller, only as far as Masterton. Masterton goes back to Reed, now Griffin. Griffin, his turn to drive, cut inside. Player goes down on the ground and his free kick is given against Sam Griffin. Didn't see a huge amount in that, but the referee, Peter Lowe, is a lot better positioned than I am and he gives the free kick Lymington's way.
Yeah, as I've said a couple of times, they're just trying to sit in, try and do us on the break. They've had a couple of chances with the ball going forward. But Tottenham are looking very dangerous and it's, in my opinion, only a matter of time before we get an opportunity to get the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the attendance confirmed 759, which is a brilliant crowd, especially given the elements here today. High ball down the left-hand side. Tussling of two players. The referee just waves everything away. And Waterfield has it. Waterfield goes to Gwengui. Plays a little bit of 1-2. Goes back now to the captain, Harry Medway. Adam Tommaso has it. Crosses the halfway line. Feeds one forward for Masterton. Masterton to Reed. Can he handle the pass? Perhaps a little bit too much on it. And it's out of play for a throw. You can see there's good signs here, even if they haven't quite made the breakthrough yet in the second half.
Yeah, it's good interplay. Like you say, we haven't really got into that final third yet. There's been a big chance, obviously, Sam Griffin at the back post about 5-10 minutes ago, stooping down and managed to head it over from a yard out. But yeah, Lymington don't look like there's going to be much of a threat. Any chances for them is going to come on the break.
Yeah, you just need to keep their wits about them, the Stags, because as we saw at the very end of the first half, they just let their concentration and their standards drop slightly, and Lymington punished them through that goal from Harry McGrath, who has since taken to the bench to be replaced by Oliver Dennett. Both sides have a couple of potential subs to make. Now Lymington trying to play a ball over the top. Waterfield closes down and I think maybe he just got her arm across the path of the Lymington winger. Just slowed him up slightly and the referee blows for the free kick.
Not particularly much flow to the game at the moment. Wouldn't particularly be able to tell that Lymington have got one man less.
That's a dangerous ball in from that free kick. But it's well dealt with by Bourne and he buys the throw off the Lymington attacker. Yeah, I think there's just been, maybe because the ground's a bit more slippery, players, the football's got a little bit untidy, perhaps. There's a few more fouls being blown for. And it's broken up the flow of the game slightly. High ball over the top from the throw from Waterfield. Fuller plays it all the way back to his keeper, Coulter. Kasimu's going to apply a little bit of a press as Coulter punts it forward. Waterfield wins a strong header. Fulham is now, I think, has since donned the armband with Nathan Hurst coming off the field. Ball forward nearly goes through to Thelen. Medway got enough on it to deflect it to his keeper, Noyce. Masterton. He's got Tommaso inside. Tommaso doesn't bring the ball across the halfway line. Instead, goes across to N'Golo. Medway. Here's Masterton. Plays the ball to Griffin. He's been very active in this second half, as he is so often. Now Tommaso going to Bourne. Bourne to Waterfield. Waterfield is a little bit ponderous on the ball. It's charged down by Bullard and out for a throw. Wonder at what point perhaps maybe one of the sides begins to think about a second change. Throw goes back to Bourne. And now they play it all the way across the back line, eventually to Masterton. Masterton forward to Griffin. Griffin finds Tommaso centrally. Tommaso to N'Golo, tries to toe on round the corner. Gwengui, he's got an overlapping run from Griffin. That's where he goes. Griffin in the box, shoots towards the near post and actually doesn't trouble the goalkeeper, and it's behind for the goal kick.
Again, it's brighter, better interplay. Shaquille's managed to come across there. He's won the ball, dropped out to Sam Griffin, and pretty weak shot in the end. It's dribbled past the goalkeeper's near post. Not a lot of threat there, but it's good to see the brightness. Just need to get that flow of football back.
Haven't seen a huge amount of Kasimi necessarily in the second half, but as we know, he only needs one chance and it's game over.
Yeah, he's been a bit quiet today. He hasn't particularly had the ball at his feet. He hasn't had a lot of balls in behind for him to chase, but I'm sure he'll get an opportunity at some point to show us what he's got.
Bourne apparently has a handful of Dennett's shirt. So another free kick here to Lymington. You feel like if they are to get an equaliser here, set piece might provide their best opportunity. It's going to be the left-back Churchill to take. He's got Biss as a potential short option, but you imagine he'll try and stand this one into the box. In fact, he's going to try and catch Noyce off guard. It loops strangely all the way towards the back post, eventually stays in bound where Bullard collects it. But that had Lewis Noyce worried for a bit.
Yeah, it was a funny old ball. It was, I think the wind caught it and managed to keep it in play. I think otherwise it was going over Lewis Noyce's over the bar.
Here's a chance for a counter. N'Golo tries to play one downfield. Important, brilliant even sliding intervention from Drake, because otherwise Kasimu had plenty of space and he could well have damaged the visitors there.
Yeah, it's exactly what we said. It was that ball in behind for Hisham, but yeah, like you said, it was superb defending and managed to intercept it.
So pretty much everyone now except Lewis Noyce in the Lymington half. I can see the subs board is ready to perhaps make a change for the hosts.
I believe it is Jack Hoey coming on.
And N'Golo goes to Masterton. Masterton to Griffin. Griffin to Kasima on the edge of the area. Tries to lay one off for Griffin. Medway goes all the way back to his keeper, Noyce. Noyce just plays it calmly out to Bourne. Again, Tottenham not looking flustered in possession at all, but taking their time, being quite deliberate with their passing. Medway tries to put a long one forward for Gwengui. Over the top, Gwengui goes to the floor. Slightly clumsy defending perhaps from Churchill, but the referee just waves it on and it goes behind for a goal kick, as this is going to be the second Tottenham change. As you mentioned, Harry, Jack Hoey is coming on. Andrew Hanley gets the referee's attention. And I think it's going to be Gwengui who's going to come off to be replaced by Jack Hoey. And I think, again, Gwengui still working his way back to full fitness, but a very good hour or so, I think, maybe a little bit more for Jack Gwengui. And he's got what is so far the divisive goal.
Yeah, again, a little bit of a hidden performance from him early on in the first half. He didn't particularly get much of the ball and didn't show us what he had. And then, like you say, he turned it on. Great, great interplay with the ball at his feet. He's managed to take it around two or three people and, like you say, put us 2-0 up. But like you say, he's coming back from that injury, so he needs game time. He needs stretching out. But in a game like today, we got the ability to make a substitute on the bench, and we don't need to put too much stress on that hamstringy.
Lymington Town making a second change as well, with Dominic Thedon, who's looked dangerous, coming off, and he's replaced by Dylan Walker. Just about halfway through the second half here on Stags Radio. No goals yet in the second 45. Still AFC Tottenham 2, Lymington Town 1. You have to say that the hosts have really bossed this second half, but haven't yet made another breakthrough.
A little note, I've noticed that they tend to bring off Thedon with sort of 25 minutes to go in most games, especially when he's played against us. I haven't seen him play a full 90, whether he does carry a little injury and he's not quite able to make that full 90 minutes every game, but he's certainly been their most dangerous player.
Yeah, he and McGrath, their goal scorer on the stroke of half-time, has come off. You wonder how that changes the shape of Lymington's attack. Tommaso picks out Waterfield. He's got potential options. Hoey on the outside is where he goes. Hoey tries to play a little bit of interplay with Reed. That's a nice 1-2. Now Hoey going towards the byline, tussling with Churchill. on the floor, and I think that's going to be a corner in the end, says the referee. There are appeals for a free kick not far out from the edge of the box, but in the end, a corner is still a very dangerous set piece, especially when your opposition is a man down.
Yeah, hopefully it looks like it's going to be Jack Masterson taking the free kick. The corner. So if he hangs it up underneath the crossbar like we did last time, it gives us every chance of getting the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, a potential left-footed in-swinger seems to be the option. Some tussling in the centre of the area. The referee's noticed something that he's just going to call everyone's attention to. Of course, there was a corner in the first half of the Stags that very nearly found its way into Callum Coulter's net. Masterton with the delivery into the centre of the box. Still alive! And eventually, it's turned in by the substitute, Jack Hoey. And you feel like that will kill the game off.
It's exactly what I said. It's almost as if they're listening. The ball's, they've crowded out the keeper. The ball's gone in right underneath the keeper's crossbar. The keeper's come from it and is unable to win the ball. And Jack Owie's come on, and great header, great win. And 3-1 up to the boys.
Harry's getting a little bit of stick because for not playing the goal music. It's a little bit cold for the Samba de Janeiro, I'll be honest. But what I love is that Tottenham, not just that they won the first ball, but they were all challenging for the second ball as well. And Hoey, using that extra height, got it first and nodded it home. And you feel like that's probably put the game to bed. If Tottenham could grab a fourth, well, that would be the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's nice to see Jack Hoey come on. He's looked bright since he's come on. Had a good couple of chances. Like you say, he made the corner and gone on there and put the ball in the back of the net, and that'll do wonders for his confidence.
It's important to get that extra goal because there's been another at Froome Town, and Rex Mannings has equalised for the host. So they've come from 2-0 down to even it up at 2 goals apiece there. So the title race taking some interesting swings back and forth today. Here's Waterfield. Goes to Reid. Reid to his white back, Waterfield. Hoey just about plays to N'Golo. Reid, it runs through his legs. Still dangerous. Haven't cleared it yet, Limington. N'Golo charges the clearance down, and eventually it's behind for the goal kick.
Yeah, we just got to hope that Froome can obviously not score again. We can keep it at 2-2. That every little point helps. So if they can drop points, it will certainly stand us in good stead.
What are the Mets fucking doing this as well? Get someone else to do it.
Coulter plays the clearance long. Off the ricochet goes to Waterfield. Waterfield looking forward for Hoey down the right side. Fuller has to play it back to his keeper. Coulter rushes his clearance. I think Waterfield might get under this again. Tommaso wins the second ball. Medway goes to Griffin. Nice little touch inside. Shearer reads it, tries to get it clear. Only goes to Masterton. Masterton now tries to attack down the left-hand side, and Drake, once more sliding challenge, puts it behind for a throw.
Yeah, it's good interplay from Jack Masterson there. So much energy running down that left-hand side, and it's very similar to seeing Jordan Rigget with that attacking impetus down that side. And again, he's forced to play out, and we're keeping good possession at the moment.
Yeah, Masterton certainly more measured in possession with Rigget, but I do get what you're saying with providing that attacking thrust. As Kasimu should win a free kick here, a few yards outside the area, and he does. Held off the defender, tried to spin and run forward, and actually was just held back, and so a free kick in very dangerous territory there. Apologies if you heard any colourful language, perhaps, in the background of the broadcast. We do apologise for that. And now Masterton, who is a more than capable free kick taker, has the ball, I'm going to say, 22 yards out? Right of centre. Shoots, aims for the top corner, can't get it down, behind in the end for the goal kick.
Yeah, good opportunity there. Like you say, sort of 22, 23 yards out, just slightly halfway between the penalty area and the edge of the 18-yard box, but not enough to trouble the keeper there, and he's seen it over the top.
So 3-1 to AFC Tottenham at the moment here on Stags Radio. There's been another goal at Froome. Froome 2, Melksham 3. Kyle Toos has put the visitors back ahead in what looks like a bumper affair there at Froome. Here's a cross in, looking for Griffin at the back post. Griffin keeps it in, but there was no one to potentially get the pull back. Poor clearance, though. Goes as far as Griffin, tries to get himself back onside. He does so. Heavy challenge from Churchill. And it's going to go out of play for a throw, I think, on this near side. Doesn't quite go behind for the corner.
What hell of a game that is at Melksham. Like you say, I was hoping that they could just hold on to the point, take 2 points off Froome for us. But the ability to score like that, hopefully if we can take a full 3 points, it makes this win here so much more important.
So the last time the host had a corner, Jack Hoey put them 3-1 up. What can they do this time?
Hopefully we get a bit of deja vu.
Masterton, similar delivery. This time it's a little bit deeper. Oh, it nearly fell for Griffin. Kasimu wins it. Shot deflected in the back of the net. Well, you called for it. And I think it might be Hoey again.
Superb. Really, really good. It just shuts the game off. Exactly what we needed.
I took a hefty deflection on the way through, but credit to Kasimu because he brought the ball down, laid it off for, I think, Hoey, and he had the shot on goal. Sometimes you get the reward.
Again, like you say, deja vu. Very similar ball. The ball's dropped into the middle of the six-yard box.
Hoey is announced on the goal scorer. There's no dubious goals panel at this level, so... Yeah, he'll certainly claim it and keep it, I imagine.
Don't you worry, he will be taking it.
There's Kasimu putting a little bit of pressure on, and they've won the ball high up the pitch. It might break for Kasimu, keeper's on the floor. Brilliant reaction save. And again, it should have been 5, and it is only through the brilliance of Callum Coulter that it isn't.
Unbelievable, what a ball that is. Great ball into Hisham Kasimu. The ball's fallen a good 4 yards behind him. He's managed to dangle a leg out, flick it back over his head. Hit it on the volley is a great save from the keeper while he was lay on the floor and the ball's dropped back down to Sam Griffin. And again, on target, and the keeper's made a great second save.
Coulter was already on the floor when he made the first one and just able to make himself big enough to stop Sam Griffin's effort for the second. Corner from the opposite side this time. In for Griffin and it's 5! Wow. Well. Brilliant corner in, this time from the far side. I think it was Reeves' delivery. Found its way to Griffin. Free header down into the back of Callum Coulter's net. It's brilliant. All for naught because now it is AFC Tottenham 5, Livingston Town 1.
Wow, what a way to end this Christmas period. Superb there. Great corner. Ball's gone in. And it's a great win. Great header from Sam Griffin.
Your little one seems to be enjoying herself.
Oh, she loves a dance. She loves a bit of that. That's what it's all about, getting kids in the football. She's 2 years old. It's lovely to see.
And Sam Griffin has once again had tonight.
Yeah, there's no less than he deserves. He's had a great game so far, Sam Griffin. Really, really bright. He's been probably our best player on the park so far, so he really, really does deserve that goal.
And the initial opportunity that led to that corner all came from that high press, and Livingston got a little bit clumsy with it at the back. And they nearly do again. You can see the wind take that clearance from the goalkeeper, Coulter. Reed tries to bring it down on his chest, but it won't run for him. And Waterfield is going to watch this high ball out for a throw. Well, just about got my breath back after 3 very quick fire goals. 2 from Jack Hoey and the 5th there from Sam Griffin has put the host 5-1 up. And this is all but over as a contest. But the host, I'm sure, will push for more. I think there is going to be another substitution made by the home side. You can see Andrew Hanley readying the subs board.
Yeah, it's really, really good. I'm really happy. Happy for all these wonderful 750-odd fans that have turned up today. We can put on a good performance and plenty of goals, keep the kids happy. And it's been superb. Really good performance. It is quite easy to take your foot off the pedal when the opposition goes down to 10 men. But yeah, obviously 2-1 up going in the half-time and 3 quick goals. So it looks like we're going to have Brett Williams entering the pitch. So it'll be a good opportunity for him to get on the score sheet.
Yeah, that goal is going to be Sam Griffin's last intervention of the day. But he has been brilliant, thoroughly deserved his goal. And now Brett Williams is going to cause the Livingston Town defence some problems.
Yeah, really, really good. As I just said, Sam Griffin, really, really happy with his performance today. I think he gives 80 to 90 to 100% every single game he plays. He never, ever puts in a poor performance. He's always
his own standards are so high for himself.
Yeah, he certainly is. And he's a big, big part of the squad. And he shows up every game. He always puts a session in. And he's really deserved his goal today.
And in terms of bringing on an experienced, proven goal scorer in Brett Williams for Tottenham, and I think very fittingly, given the weather, it never rains, but it pours.
Yeah, certainly. It's your worst nightmare being 5-1 down and having someone like Brett Williams sat on the bench, be able to come on, and he's going to cause havoc.
Kasimu tries to slip one through. Here's Freddie Reid from a narrow angle. Cuts it back across for Kasimu! And it is 6. Just calmly passed into the back of the net. 5 goals without Kasimu getting on the score sheet is a very strange occurrence. And you knew that he was desperate to get one himself. And lovely interplay on the box. Cut back for Kasimu. Calm as you like, could not miss, and now it is the joy of 6 for AFC Tottenham.
Well, there's a man that really does deserve it. Like you say, if it doesn't rain, it pours. He deserves that goal. He hasn't been in the game much today, but he runs so hard. He gives so much for the squad. And yeah, wonderful to see him get on the score sheet. And lovely to hear the Samba de Janeiro ringing out around the Snow Stadium once again.
Isn't it just? A lot of people having a dance in the stands, although maybe not quite as they were at the second or third goal, as they feel that they just feel a little bit sometimes like rubbing it in. But I'm not sure they will mind at all.
Nah, it's brilliant. Really, really good. Lovely to see it. And no less than we deserve.
Churchill and Waterfield tussling, and Waterfield goes down holding his head. The attendance officially announced again, reminding you, 759. Brilliant for this level. Good to see people enjoying some festive football despite the now wind and rain. Not a pleasant evening at all, but all the support is greatly appreciated. It has helped roar the home side to a massive margin at the moment, and it could get even more as Williams has it on the left-hand side. Tries to cross the ball in, and in think he is... Well, I thought he'd bought a corner, but apparently the referee thinks that Williams must have got the final touch because he's given the goal kick.
Yeah, it's similar to what I said in the first half. They were running really hard, Limington. They had a lot of hard runs in their legs after that first 45 minutes, and especially being down to 10 men, they were always going to tire and struggle to keep on top of this game. And we've just kept calm, kept our ability, and just gone to show. We just scored 4 goals in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, that's sometimes it's, you know, you feel that they're just hanging on, and then you get the goal and the floodgates open. Here's Kasimu to Reid. They're pushing forward again. It's Freddie Reid outside for Jack Hoey. Hoey tries to cut it back for Reid. It's slightly behind him. It might fall to Hoey again, though. Hoey tries to drive it across goal, looking for Kasimu at the back post. Reid flicks it back for N'Golo. N'Golo to Reid now. Everyone behind the ball for Livingston, and why not? You have to when it's like this. All hands to the pump. Williams out on the left-hand side. Chopping inside. Williams shot from range. Oh, it very nearly trickled in. So nearly trickled in. And it was only millimetres wide of Coulter's left-hand post. Whether that was through luck or judgment, I don't know. But it was very nearly 7. Livingston player must have got the final touch as it's a corner here. They've scored from, what, the last 3 corners in a row? And there's a Livingston Town player down on the outside of their own area.
Yeah, it was funny interplay, really. The ball's, like you say, we were in a really good attacking position. Freddie Reid dragged the ball out, tried to restart the play again. Ball's been picked up by Brett Williams on that far side. He's cut inside. He's done 2 players and shot on goal, was well defended and blocked by the Livingston player, and the ball's diverted and dribbled and hit the post on the far side and just gone out for another corner.
Yeah, normally you'd expect Brett Williams to probably operate centrally, but Hish is still up there. So Griffin's gone out. Williams has gone out to the left in the position that Griffin was occupying, and he cut inside there onto his right foot. Yeah, must have picked up a nick on the way through, but very, very nearly 6 became 7. Kasimu, I think, is just going to grab a drink of water here from Dan Sackman, maybe get a little bit of instruction as well. Took his goal well as well, because it could have been so easy in a game where he hasn't necessarily had too many chances to snatch at it, but he was so cool and calm.
Yeah, like you said, that's the first chance. That's really is the first chance he's had. He's got in good areas, but never once had a chance. Really difficult. That ball's come across. It's bouncing. It's bobbling. And he's been so calm with the ball at his feet. He's just fired it into the bottom corner. It's a great goal.
So still Livingston player receiving some treatment. Haven't been able to see who it is down on the far side, just towards the left edge of their own penalty area.
I think what's happened is Brett's gone to strike the ball and he's stuck his leg out and he's kicked the ball into his leg and it's jarred his knee by the looks of it. He doesn't look to be in a lot of comfort over there.
No, very painful one. And actually, Andrew Handley's going over as well. So is one of the Livingston Town management staff. So I think Livingston might be forced to make their third and final change sooner, if not now. Yeah, he's getting...
Lovely to see Andrew going over there like that. That's what this sport's all about. Man down injured like that, you always need a hand. And Andrew's certainly a man who will be there to help if any help is needed from the opposition.
It just kind of typifies what Andrew as a person is all about. One of the loveliest people you could ever hope to meet. Always got time for everyone. Happy to have a conversation, be it about football or about anything else at all. And yeah, the fact that he's gone over to lend a hand, not necessarily a surprise, a measure of the man. I think as there is going to be the final change for Livingston Town, as expected.
Yeah, it's not something you like to see, especially for a team like Livingston. You know what I mean? They're doing really well in the league at the moment, and they've had a couple of injuries picked up during this game after losing the game at such a heavy scoreline. It's not nice to see some injuries going their way as well.
So Rian Drake is helped by the physio straight down the tunnel into the away dressing room as Callum Davis takes his place on the pitch. You also, generally, you don't want to make a substitution before a corner, but sometimes you do not necessarily have a choice. Marsden plays the corner short to Kasimu, but I don't think the referee was quite ready for that yet because the linesman wasn't in place.
Yeah, the linesman was still at the halfway line. He should be stood down by the corner waiting to see if the ball crosses the line.
Yeah, I think he was just making sure that everything was okay with the substitution and wasn't quite in position. They take the corner short again anyway to Waterfield. Waterfield into the area, headed on,
yes!
And in the back of the
Brett
net.
Williams. Oh, Harry Medway.
And for the first time this season, Harry Medway's on the score sheet.
Superb. Great win. Brett, I saw Brett and Harry both go up at the same time. That's why I shouted for Brett. But superb. Great header from Harry Medway. And again, it's no less than he deserved. He's had such a good game today and he's had he's played so well this season. He really deserves a goal.
And now it is seventh heaven for Tottenham. 7-1 at the current scoreline. The captain Medway getting his first goal of the season. I'll tell you what, that's four goals from corners now for the Stags. It felt like perhaps they got a little bit unlucky in previous games at set pieces. And all of a sudden, an absolute glut of goals has come for the hosts from the corner flag. Wow. This is a statement performance now.
Yeah, again, it's exactly what we said. Just got to be clinical. And it's a real confidence booster for the game. We've got a few guys out today, a few injuries. And to put a performance in like that, like I say, they're down to 10 men, but that's not down to us. And it's great to see.
Brilliant dummy from Hoey to N'Golo. N'Golo tries to put the ball in, but it is well defended by Livingston. They're just trying to keep everyone they can back because they know that Tottenham are on the hunt for even more. Waterfield picks it up and drives forward. Tries to win a free kick. Referee perhaps thinks he was looking for it slightly. Just a couple of minutes left plus stoppages in this game. The result no longer in doubt. And in truth, it hasn't been in doubt probably since that third goal went in. But Tottenham have added a supreme gloss to the scoreline with four more since then. 5 second half goals for the Stags.
It's been really good. Really, really, really happy after a Saints big win yesterday against West Ham on Boxing Day, and to come here today and see a performance like it has today. You can, like I've said, it's quite easy to sit off after the opposition going down to 10 men and can sometimes be very difficult to score. But we've looked superb after coming on from the second half. First 15 minutes were a bit quiet. But like you say, the floodgates have opened now.
N'Golo playing a searching ball down the left. That's going to make its way to Brett Williams. stands up against his opposite number 14, Dylan Walker. And the ball, well, doesn't go with him. And it eventually goes out of play for a throw.
He did three step overs and the ball ran between his legs and out for a corner. Out for a throw-in.
So not his finest work.
No, I think he forgot to stop the ball before he did the step overs, unfortunately.
Yeah, in your point about, you know, keeping it aggressive after that. Oh, just going to stop that. Reed tries to slip through Kasimu. Kasimu, his shot is narrowly wide. Coulter narrowed the angle and he couldn't quite sneak it into the far post.
Yeah, the ball got stuck underneath his legs there. Again, superb interplay. Freddie Reed, Jack Owie, Jordan Ngalo were starting to make this look Premier League level. Good interplay. The ball's not through to Kasimu and it's just got stuck in between his feet. I think he was unsure whether to go with his left foot or his right foot. And he's just poked it wide, arrows, inches wide.
Yeah, after they made it 3-1, they could very easily have decided, you know, sit off, don't want to get any injuries, especially with that heavy tackle on Ben Jefford earlier in the game. But they chose to make a statement here. Ngalo going across to Masterton. Masterton to Williams, holds the ball up and goes back to his teammate Masterton. Bourne to Ngalo. His pass is a little bit strong. Ngalo collects it off the ricochet. Back to Bourne. Lays it off to Reed. Turns it inside for Kasimu. Wouldn't quite run, but the clearance only goes to Ngalo. And Ngalo feeds it out to Williams on the left. Overlapping run comes from Masterton. Williams cuts inside. Defended by Samuel Shearer. No injury time to be played. As the final score is AFC Totten 7, Lymington Town 1. And in truth, you can't even say that the scoreline flatters the hosts, because they were brilliant in the second half and they really put their opponents to the sword here.
I'm just going to try and go pitch side, see if I can grab some interviews.
And then the next home game here at the Snow Stadium is on Tuesday, the 11th of January, when we entertain.
With apologies to Harry, I'm sneaking out of the way. I can imagine there are some very happy Totten players who hopefully will be willing to speak to us.
As we hear Sweet Caroline ringing out here at the Snow Stadium.
Love a bit of Neil Diamond, me.
Yeah, it's really nice to see. Really nice. Great performance from the lads. Really happy. Nice to see everyone stay here and clap the boys in. And Captain Harry Medway with the biggest smile on his face.
And why not? Didn't he take his goal well?
Really, really well. Great header. It's something we don't see enough from him, to be honest. He can be really dangerous in the air. And yeah, it's great to see him get a goal.
Going to see if I can find one of the someone to grab. I think everyone is rather quickly making their way inside, given the weather out here.
Grab Jack Owie, just behind you there. Coming.
Oh yeah, that's an excellent shout. You got a minute, Jack?
Hey, all right?
Jack, good to get on the score sheet. Two really well taken goals.
Yeah, it's always nice to score. I'm struggling recently, but the last two games sort of found the net again, and it's always nice.
So it was quite a tight game for a lot of it. The sending off, of course, really changed things. But that last 15 minutes or so, the attacking play from the side was so dynamic, and you really cut Lymington to ribbons.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of seen what they were going to do. They've already come here once in a cup, and they sort of nicked one by doing similar thing, sitting in, making it real compact, sort of limit the space. But the sending off, yeah, it was always going to tell late on. And as you said, we started to really sort of slick the movements up. The passes were being completed, and yeah, it's always nice to add the goals at the end.
Four goals directly or either indirectly from corners. Is that something that you guys have been working on particularly in training?
Yeah, In all honesty, it's a big part that we've always wanted to improve, because we don't score enough from corners, and we feel like we do obviously get a lot of them because we have a lot of attack, sustained attacks. And yeah, obviously when you see again them go in, it's always nice. It sees the hard work pay off. So yeah.
Excellent. I'll let you get inside because it's getting really cold. But yeah, I think, you know, it's good to see that what they're working on in the training ground, coming into practice on the field there with the corners. I'm just going to grab the victorious manager, Dan Sackman. Dan, 7-1. That's some scoreline.
Yeah, really pleased. Four corners. That's not like us, is it? But it's something we've been working on, and it's good to see a bit of that come to fruition a bit. The main thing we're pleased about today is sticking to the game plan. So we all know what it's like. You go against 10 men. We can see just before half time. That's almost an opportunity to sort of throw it away in some senses. We're really happy with our resilience, sticking to the game plan. Took us sort of 20, 25 minutes to get the first one in the second half. But then we've got the rewards toward the end of the game.
Yeah, I've just got something if you can pass on to Dan there. How big is this result today? Obviously, you've just heard there, Froome's dropped 2 points, drawing at home to Melksham.
Yeah, Froome dropping points today as well. So having a result like this, you know, and a performance like this really sets a marker down in the title race.
Definitely. The performance is the most important thing because that's what we build on and get better each week. And as far as Froome are concerned, this league's a very strong league and teams will drop points between now and April. So we just got to make sure that we keep doing what we can do to influence the league and winning games. And if that gets us there or thereabouts at the end of the season, then we'll be happy with that.
Just one final one. Obviously, Ben Jefford came off after that red card challenge in the first half. How's he doing?
He's sore. But he's okay. I don't think there'll be any lasting damage. And I said to him, that's what you get for wearing white boots, if I'm honest. Someone's obviously going to try and do it at some point. But no, I think he's okay. He'll be sore, but hopefully he's in good hands with Doc and Andy, and he'll be okay.
Super. Go inside and get warm. I think it's time for everyone else here to do the same as well. The rain is definitely still driving down on the snow stadium turf. Thank you very much. Just going to get letting back inside. So yeah, again, drop points for Froome makes that win taste even sweeter, but a brilliant result. 7-1 the final score, and a consummate performance from the lads to boot. That's going to do it for us here. We're back in action on New Year's Day. We're going to Sholing, another local rivalry. Sholing on New Year's Day. That's an away game at the McCoy Stadium. So we'd love if you could join us there. But if you can't make it in person, of course, you can listen to the game live on Stags Radio, your home of AFC Tottenham's live match day commentary. You may have heard it there as well from Harry that Froome were able to nick a 93rd minute equaliser through Alex Hallett. So the spoil shared eventually in Froome, but it is still 2 points dropped. And so Tottenham will be 4 points behind now with a game in hand. And if they could win that, just the one behind. So all to play for as the season continues. Thanks very much for everyone who's listening to us here on Stags Radio on Podbean. Yeah, it's been quite a game. Performance. Disappointed to concede just before half-time, but they came out firing in the second half. And the second half of that second half just absolutely cut Lymington Town apart and fully, fully deserved 3 points. Thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Tottenham's live matchday commentary. We'll be back with you, Doug Webber, helming the team when we take on Sholing on New Year's Day. But for the meantime, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas. And the final score here is AFC Tottenham 7, Lymington Town 1.